Johnny Mack is here. John McGivern.
Hey, guys.
How you
that
doing?
Was Hillary. Good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you, too. You just came over from Channel 4?
No, I dress like this because I want an interview.
Okay. Well, you've always
I want to be a flight attendant so bad I can't stand it. But
I
here
know.
We go. Let's go.
I know.
I do.
Coffee to your John.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's my truth. I did. In fact, I don't know if I can mention, but I did interview at three airlines.
Uh-huh. Did you really?
I did. I interviewed at Republic.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's how long ago. When I like their colors. Yeah. Green. Did you?
She's going to give you her wings.
Oh, please. Can I go with you today? Please. Where are you going? San Diego.
Oh, how nice.
Hello.
Is that?
I'm coming. I'm tan.
You've got a blue suit at home.
What are you doing with the tanning thing? You're completely out of control.
No, I'm not tan. I've got really deep skin.
Yeah.
Right.
Am I tan? I haven't been
tan would indicate a different color where you are.
Yes.
I'm copper tone.
You know, John, you have and I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You have a very addictive personality.
Who told you that?
Heard about it. and lately you've been on the tan thing. So, yeah.
No, I really haven't though.
Really?
Well, maybe
you are such a liar. Jeez.
You're such a liar.
Okay.
You're not even a good liar.
Okay, went to a meeting yesterday.
Tanner's Anonymous.
I am John, and I love to tan.
And I'm a tanner.
So brown. I'm like, wow, are you brown? I like you. Shut up. You shouldn't be that way.
Okay, now, you interviewed at all these places.
I interviewed at Republic once, and they didn't call me back. Then I interviewed at Continental Airlines. This was back when they wore hot pants and dusters.
Okay.
I love the outfits.
That was the women. That was the women.
And they interviewed me in Tampa, Florida. Then they flew me to Los Angeles for a second interview.
You know why you didn't get it? Because you wore the hot pants and the duster to
you
the
wouldn't
interview.
Wear the men's uniform.
I was like, can I try on the duster? I feel like Maude. I wanted it bad. So they interviewed me, and I thought, I'm doing well. Then they sent me to take a physical. And I thought, that's it. I got the job. Then they went on strike and never called me.
Oh,
it was the late 70s. That's what happened.
Oh, no.
So I never became a fan.
They don't even exist anymore, do they?
Continental does. Republic doesn't.
Well, I know Republic doesn't.
So
Continental does. Yeah, sure.
Pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Just let's pretend for a minute, okay?
Okay, then I'm a flight attendant?
Well, I'm in the seat, so I'm the customer.
Let me
I'm
buckle you up,
now.
Girl. Ooh.
All right, right there, you're wrong. You're supposed to ask me, like, can I help you with anything? Oh, wait, I'll learn. Ding, I've just pressed the little button.
Hi, what's up, girl? What you be looking for?
Okay.
Another cocktail? It's 10 o'clock. I guess it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I flew with
help
her.
Help me, 5E is a mess.
That's not that far from the truth. We flew together to Hawaii.
Business class.
The both
we got
of us
bumped
were.
Up. Yeah.
We had our own waitress.
It was bad.
Between Carol and I.
It was bad after about 2 hours. Here's Kevin and I.
What should we try now?
So how was your Easter? We haven't talked to you about Easter. We haven't seen you since.
You guys, what'd you guys do for Easter brunch? Can I ask? Did you have an Easter brunch?
No, we have Easter dinner. We usually meet at wherever we go, at my house or my brother's house. We get there about 2, we have some hors d'oeuvres, then we eat around 5.
Well, we had Easter brunch.
Yeah, so did we. Cindy made an Easter brunch with a broken foot. She has a broken foot, still made Easter brunch for everybody. We had the quiche, we had the breakfast burritos, we had the whole thing.
Well, we went to a place, we went out, the whole family.
Okay.
So my mom and my sisters and the kids and my sister's in-laws, and we went to, I'm not even going to tell you, we went to a country club. Have you been to a country club?
No.
Okay, Steve and I went to Mass. We went to the early sunrise Mass on Easter Sunday, and then we went home, and then we went out to the country club. And we got out there, and the whole family, we got there like 2 minutes before we were supposed to be there, and the whole family was there, and my brother-in-law comes running out, and he was like, Do you have any other clothes? I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't wear jeans in this club.
Oh,
like, wear jeans in the country club? I'm like, well, it's a golf club. It's like, I didn't know.
No, you can't, no.
And so and my sister was like, just come in. It's going to be fine. We walked in, and we weren't even inside the door, and the guy came up. He says, excuse me, do you have any other pants? What, in my pocket?
Oh,
no, and I have no other pants in my car either. I came from Milwaukee, not from, like, you know.
Yeah.
I came from San Diego to go to the brunch. It's like, no, I don't have any other pants.
You should have taken your pants off right there and walked in.
I'm like, oh, maybe I could get those.
Were you the only one
airline hot pants?
Yeah. Were you the only one wearing jeans, or was Steve wearing jeans?
Steve was wearing jeans too. Steve was like, I took my cue off of you because we never talked about it, and never talked about it with my sister. We got kicked out of Easter brunch. So we go down, and I said, let's go to Lowe's or Home Depot just for fun. So we went down.
Get some, like, Dickies?
Something. But no, we weren't going back. We were done. I was so kind of like, I was kind of embarrassed, to be honest with you. So we went down Brown Deer, and we got to Lowe's, went into Lowe's, and then we went to the family table. Have you been there?
Oh, the pink place.
The pink place.
That is an.
Right near America?
I'll tell you what. That's got, it's got.
Two eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Two pancakes.
Like a buck and a quarter?
$4.99.
I know. You bet.
No. The brunch was going to cost us $26 a piece. Well, we went, and the place was packed, and people were dressed. Big hats and gorgeous outfits. And there Steve and I were. But we went to family table. I'm like, this is where we should have brought the family. We would have gotten out of there for $26 for the whole family.
No,
but kicked out of Easter brunch.
Doesn't really surprise me, though, because, you know, the country club thing, none of us at this table. Well, KB used to belong to a country club just for the golf.
But you can wear shorts, but you can't wear jeans?
Yeah, well, they have to be
golf shorts.
Yeah,
so.
They have
khaki.
They have to be to the knee. You know, the shorts do, and you have to wear a collared shirt.
I know.
Wow,
I know.
Bad shoes and glasses. But you know, it's none to go there.
But you know, what's really great is you get to pay a big chunk of money to go there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Well,
I'm just not. You know what? If you belong, that's fine. I'm just not country club material. Can you see me? I'd be hanging out with the guys.
Yeah, sure.
The women would be like, come on, we're going to the pool. No, I'm fine right here. I'm
my
hanging,
mom,
guys.
My mom called and said, you're really lucky, because I don't know about you, but I can't eat $26 worth of food.
Is that what your mom said?
She said, I am so full, I had to get home quick.
Starting to come out.
I bet you did. She says, I tried to eat what I could, but $26, that's a lot.
That's, you know what, though? That I'm kind of that way with brunches overall.
Yeah.
I always walk away and think, you know.
I didn't get my money's worth.
No. Because there's always that brunch thing, you know, you're supposed to bypass. It's from, did you ever see the Will and Grace thing about brunches where Grace is talking about, she's giving Will the whole lesson. He's going for like the sweet rolls and stuff.
No.
She's like, no.
You don't go there.
What are you doing? You hit the expensive stuff first. You go for the shrimp and the lobster. And the meat, and if you need a piece of bread, you get that at the end.
Right.
You go. That's filler. You go for all the expensive stuff.
That's what they're betting on, is that you hit. That's why that table is first.
Right.
Yeah.
That table's
so
first. They want you to eat all the
that
cheap stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So how is Mom? Mom doing well?
She's doing well. She was a little confused about the news this week. She was kind of upset. Her, Annie, and Justine had a day together. So they went to Cedarburg, and they had lunch, and they went shopping, and then they came back to my mom's house, and my mom served appetizers, and Annie kept saying, Joni, I hope I can say this.
Yeah.
Joni, you're the hoe. My mom was like, I'm the hoe? She says, and it took me all day to realize that she wasn't talking about the hostess. My mom thought host stood for hostess.
Ho.
So she thought Don Imus got fired for calling them
hostesses.
Hostess.
Right. So, mom's like, I.
So Annie was just messing with her, just
Annie
having fun with her.
Annie was messing hard with her.
Okay.
So you know Annie is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I need to hear Annie say that herself, because that would make me laugh out loud.
Wouldn't it?
You know what? When we're over at your house for another like little get-together, I'm going to go knock on her door and go, Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Call me a hoe.
That's right.